To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey, news listeners, sorry we're a little late for your Monday installment of the BT and News Show today. It is, however, though, Valentine's Day. Ah, yeah, it's February 14th, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that went on over the weekend, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Zoom users on a Mac. Having a lot of bugs? Well, Zoom is here to the rescue. Yep, Zoom's finally rolled out that update for its Mac app, and they fixed that bug that could potentially cause privacy issues for its users. This was actually all started by a company representative who responded to a post on the Zoom community. It was made by a user who actually noticed that their mic indicator was on, even when they weren't in a meeting. Huh. All they simply had to do was keep their Zoom client open, and they broadcast to the world, basically, or at least that meeting. This is all because in the control center, Zoom was given full permissions to accessing the microphone 24/7. So you definitely need to be upgrading the Zoom for Mac version to 5.9.3, and this should solve the issue. Of course, if you're already switched to automatic updates, you should already have the update probably installing as we speak. If you don't have it, yep, go grab it now. Hey gamers out there, the next Call of Duty, it's on its way. And it seems to be it's going to be launched right alongside Warzone. Yes, Activision has actually shared some early details of its Call of Duty releases for 2022. And they're also promising a massive evolution, that's their words, not mine, of Warzone. And apparently that's designed to sync with the core Call of Duty title. Now what we're hearing for Warzone, it will include both an all-new play space and also a familiar sounding sandbox mode. However though, the main game is actually a sequel to 2019's Modern Warfare Reboot. Now, a lot of fans out there for both games have welcomed this teaser. They've been kind of left in the dark for a little while. Not to mention Activision, yeah, they've been a little bit in an idle mode for a while too. At least we know some stuff is coming. We're just gonna have to be a little bit more patient. Finally, you looking for a smart lamp? Well, don't go to Google. Even though they made one, don't go to Google. Why? Because I don't think it'll ever be for sale. Unless you're an employee, which chances are you're probably going to get it for free. Yes, a Google Assistant supported smart lamp does exist, just not for you or me. Unless you work at Google. Yes, we're hearing this newly created smart lamp from Google is for employees only. It was actually designed by Ben Gold, who actually tweeted out an image of the lamp. And the lamp, by the way, called the D-Light. And then he went on in his tweet to let us all down, pretty much to let us know it will never ever be for sale outside the company. Now, the lamp itself got a circular base and a thin post that houses a cylinder light. The light, by the way, is a very bright white color. And the design, well, let's put it this way, Apple could put it in their store. The documents that we've been able to find online too say that indeed it connects to the internet and has full Google Assistant support. In fact, some images have actually come online where there's a little Hey Google stamped on it. Oh, and sorry if I just triggered your Google device. Now, from what we can tell, it will only be for employees located in the U.S., who can currently order it for free. However, though, be warned, if you are a Google employee, it's currently backordered. Yeah, like a lot of things nowadays. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for British Tech Network is britishtechnetwork.com. Check out all the fantastic BTN podcasts over there, The Mac Show, The Photo Show, The Big Show, and of course, this show too. Give us a like on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But what we'd love for you to do is come by our Slack room and join our community today, where it's definitely more the merrier. So do it now, britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, we'll be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Valentine's Day. Mwah. Have a great Monday, too. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.